98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
So to end that, I will make a motion here to amend the resolution to add the following sentence to the end of the resolution. The Board of Education also approves the reduction of Superintendent Ryan Davis as a budget reduction measure.
That's Oshkosh Area School Board member Kelly DeWitt, who turned an already tense meeting about deep cuts to the district budget to a fractious one by calling for the termination of OASD Superintendent Brian Davis. Her amendment failed, but not without agreement from other board members that accountability is an issue. Later, the board voted 4-3 to approve Davis's recommendations to cut at least 44 FTE positions toward meeting a $5.5 million budget shortfall. DeWitt, Dr. Timothy Hess, and Molly Smiltnik were the dissenters. Davis says he knows the decision was a hard one to make.
So it's going to be difficult work, but certainly, you know, respect all board members' opinions, and we need to move forward collectively for the sake of, you know, our students in Oshkosh. We've got, you know, 8,925 reasons why to get up tomorrow morning and work hard and be inspired, because it's our obligation to be able to serve them.
Davis added that this will not be the last time that the Oshkosh Area School District has to make tough decisions and cuts.
We anticipate over the next 2 to 3 years that we'll have to go through a similar process to be able to work through it, and that's essentially because the state funding mechanism for public education is broken.
For more on the budget cuts and the discussion leading up to the vote, see our story at WISS.fm. Wisconsin taxpayers are footing the bill for roughly half of private school students. A new report from the Wisconsin Watch finds that 46% of private school enrollment is covered by publicly funded vouchers. Modern voucher schools got their start in Milwaukee in 1990 and became a model used across the U.S. Then there were just 300 students, and it cost the state less than $2 million in today's money. Now, roughly 60,000 students participate in four voucher programs. It comes at a price tag of more than $70 million, according to the same analysis. Nearly every school in Wisconsin meets or exceeds state standards for education, but the question remains, are students prepared to be citizens when they graduate? The Dairyland Patriot reports school report cards rate the things that are easiest to quantify, such as test scores, workforce preparation, and graduation readiness. Things like ethical reasoning, navigating complex situations, and civic participation aren't considered. Paul Linsmeyer, former chair of the Wisconsin Council on Workforce Investment Board, warns that education policy is drifting toward becoming more of a workforce pipeline at the expense of creativity, critical thinking, and engagement. High schools are not the only ones to blame. Wisconsin universities are frequently cutting humanities and social science programs as cost-saving measures. The question is whether schools and universities are preparing citizens, not just workers. Read more about this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is calling for Wisconsin lawmakers to pursue new laws restricting the operations of Immigration and Custom Enforcement agents, or ICE agents, in the state. On Monday, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez proposed new laws that would ban federal officers from making arrests in community spaces like schools and courthouses, prevent them from covering their faces during raids, and require them to display their badges and wear body cameras. She also noted that those proposals are unlikely to come to fruition under the current Republican-controlled state legislature. It's 2026, which means the United States of America is celebrating its 250th birthday. One local police department is honoring the occasion with new badges. Nina police officers are wearing special badges with red, white, and blue accents and a field ribbon calling out the historic birthday. A social media post from Nina PD said officers purchased the badges themselves as a personal show of respect and pride. Imagine owning a vintage store in New London and coming across an old woolen stitched letter pennant with ONS and Oshkosh sewn across the front. You don't recognize it, but you research it anyway. That's how UWO alum Jeff Rickert came across what may be the oldest piece of UW Oshkosh memorabilia in existence. Box 11 reports that the pennant dates back to between 1910 and 1915, when the university was the Oshkosh Normal School, a teacher preparation school. UWO archivist Joshua Ranger says it's probably the oldest item in the UW Oshkosh collection, which can be viewed on the third floor of Polk Library. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last 2 times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sing for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, high temperatures in the low to mid-20s. For tonight, light snow developing, temperatures steady or rising a bit. On Friday, light snow showers to continue, total snow accumulations of 2 to 3 inches, high temperatures in the lower 30s.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.